Pro-life leader on NY abortion law, no different than infanticide. By Dr. Susan Berry on January 24, 2019. National pro-life leader Lila Rose described New York State's new law that allows abortions up until the day of birth as barbaric and inhumane, and no different than infanticide. The president of Live Action noted that New York does not allow the death penalty for convicted criminals. But now children up until the 9th month of pregnancy can be given lethal injections and poisoned to death, she said. This is no different than infanticide. Planned Parenthood celebrated the new law. New York's law is barbaric and inhumane and rejects modern science and medical advancements that reveal the development and humanity of life in the womb, Rose continued. Millions of Americans are waking up to the barbaric reality of abortion and rejecting it. A recent Maris poll showed 75% of Americans want substantial restrictions on abortion, including 60% of Democrats and 61% of those who identify as pro-choice. On Tuesday, the 46th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo signed into law the Reproductive Health Act, which allows abortions at any time when necessary to protect a patient's life or health. When the U.S. Supreme Court invented a right to abortion in 1973, however, it defined the health exception to include any number of factors, such as physical, emotional, psychological, familial, and the woman's age. One thing that this law reveals to the nation is the extent and the extremism of the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, which allows laws such as this one to exist, Rose said. It was Roe that legalized abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy in this country. If Roe is not soon overturned, any state could follow New York's monstrous example. New York's new abortion law also permits non-physicians to administer abortion-inducing drugs and moves the abortion law from the state's penal code to its health code. New York Right to Life has warned the new law would remove criminal penalties for acts of violence against a pregnant mother and her child. The law defines a person as a human being who has been born and is alive, a description that eliminates recognition of personhood in the unborn. New York pro-lifers fought successfully for more than a decade to defeat this radical pro-abortion bill, Rose said. But the November election put pro-abortion Democrats in control of both state houses, and Democrat politicians have made abortion on demand a priority. While the pro-abortion zealots in New York have won this battle, they will ultimately lose the war on abortion, she asserted.